Shalom to all. Today's office is Menachos Daf Nun Ches. We are starting right at the top of the Amud. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her neshama should have an Aliyah. Now we're in the middle of explaining Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. A Braisa had stated that if one took an edible part of a carbon or mincha and put it on the mizbeach, he's chayiv. That's based off a pasuk that any carbon or mincha, for that matter, that had part of it brought on the mizbeach already, the remaining parts, those that are supposed to be eaten, have an isser, have a lav, they're not allowed to put on the mizbeach. The question was then asked, what about if it was put on the kevish of the mizbeach, the ramp? So Rabbi Yochanan's machayiv and Rabbi Elazar Paters, and this is based off of a pasuk which uses the word oisam, excluding these from the lav of placing on the kevesh, and the only things that are included in this are the shtei halachim bikurim. So we're now asked Rabbi Yochanan, hi oisam, my avilei, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this word oisam? Clearly it's a limitation. How does he explain it? The answer is, b'ilechetai, these are for following b'raisa, yochel, you might think, yehe yochel misnadiv umevi kiyotze banadava, that a yochel, an individual, is able to be misnadiv, he could donate, meaning he could promise that he's going to give this to the base of Mikdash as a donation, and that he would have to bring it, because b'karani ba, I would say the following pasuk about him, that which comes out of your lips you shall guard and do. Namely, when a person makes a neder, he promises he's going to do something, he has to fulfill it. So you might think he's able to bring these as an adava, and therefore Tamalim, the pasuk says, carbon rachis takrivu. What do we learn from here? Tzibur marati lachav la yachid. I, meaning the Torah, am telling you that only a tzibur is able to bring this, not an individual. And that's because the word takrivu is plural, you plural shall bring this. And that's a tzibur, not yachid. Now yachid, you might think, the reason why yachid is not able to bring it is she'ina mevi chayvasa kyotzba. He doesn't have a chayv which is like this. He never has to bring a chayv, which is the shtei halechem, for example, avol yehid tzibur maybe, but perhaps the tzibur as a whole is able to bring this as an udava, shemevi chavasa kiyotzeba, because it does have to bring a chayv like this. The shtei halechem is brought as a chayv for the tzibur, so maybe the tzibur is allowed to bring shtei halechem as an udava, and then for Tamalim, the pasuk says, oysam, them, only these things are allowed to be brought as a tzibur carbon, but not as a udava. And for the clarification, ma'ashchal havi, so what is it that you do bring? Shtei halechem in asa'ar, ubikurim in advash. Shtei halechem is brought from sa'ar, and bikurim is brought from dvash. As we had explained, this just refers to sweet things such as fruit. Their juice that comes from them is like dvash, and these are the only two things that are allowed to be brought. However, now we ask on this, shtei alechem like ru nedava, the shtei alechem is not to be brought as a nedava. But then we have a braisa. Im nemar kol sa'ar, loma nemar kol dvash, vim nemar kol dvash, loma nemar kol sa'ar. Why does a pasuk have to say both of these words? Kol sa'ar v'kol dvash lo yisak shirmenu ish el Hashem. If it already says kol sa'ar, shouldn't that also include dvash? And if it says dvash, shouldn't that also include sa'ar? Why have both of these? And the answer is, says the braisa, b'nei sheyesh b'sa'ar ma she'im b'dvash, v'yesh b'dvash ma she'im b'sa'ar. There's something unique about sa'ar that doesn't apply to dvash, and something by dvash that doesn't apply by sa'ar. Namely, sa'ar hoter mechlalo b'mikdash. Sa'ar does have a heter with its general iser in the base of mikdash, which we'll see what that's referring to in a moment. Whereas dvash loy hoter mechlalo b'mikdash. Dvash doesn't have any sort of heter in the base of mikdash. There's never an ability to be able to bring any sort of dvash in the base of mikdash. And to the other side as well, dvash hoter b'shiar minachos. Dvash does have a heter regarding shiari minachos. The leftovers of a karban mincha are allowed to be fried or baked in dvash. Whereas sa'ar loy hoter b'shiar minachos. Sa'ar, which is again chametz, that doesn't have a heter by shiur minachos. As we know from the beginning of the parak already, there's an iser to be machmetz any part of a karban mincha. And the parak concludes, hav b'nei sheyesh b'sa'ar ma she'im b'dvash v'yesh b'dvash ma she'im b'sa'ar. Since as we just showed that there's something unique by sa'ar that doesn't apply to dvash, and there's something unique by dvash that doesn't apply to sa'ar, hosrich loymar kol sa'ar v'hosrich loymar kol dvash. That's why, as the beginning of the parak said, we have to have two separate words on the pasuk, kol sa'ar and kol dvash, because each of them are unique in their own right. Now here comes the question: sa'ar dehoter mechal b'mikdash my nihu. What did the parak mean when it said that there's a heter to the general iser of sa'ar in the base of mikdash? What's this referring to? Lav shtei alechem b'karvan nedava? Doesn't it mean that the shtei alechem is able to be brought as a carbon nedava? In the Havamina, it can't be referring to the classic shtei alechem, the carbon which is brought on Shavuos. That's because it's not brought on the mizbeach, as we know it's eaten by the kaihanim. So it must be referring to that shtei alechem is allowed to be brought as a nedava, just a regular donated carbon, and that would be put on the mizbeach. And so, after we see in the previous brayso that shtei alechem is not able to be given as a nedava. However, Amar Avraham says, loy, that's not so. That's the wrong understanding. The brayso likarvi mohem is referring to that which is brought with them, and what's brought with the shtei halechem, the shnei kevasim, the two lambs of Shavuos, and those, or at least part of them, are put on the mizbeach. That's what it means. The hoter mechlaloi by sa'ar. You're right. The sa'ar itself, the shtei halechem themselves, are not put on the mizbeach, but the carbon which is connected to the shtei halechem that is put on the mizbeach, and that's what it means. Hoter mechlaloi. And so we can't learn from there that the shtei halechem are allowed to be given as a donated carbon. So Gemara asks, if that's really so, that we're talking about the carbon which is connected to it, well, bikurim nami. Why don't we say the same applies by bikurim, that there is hoter mechlaloi by dvash. There is some sort of heter by dvash. And again, the dvash, as we had said, was referring to bikurim. Why is that? Didn't because we have a mishnah that says, hagoizel shagabi asalin, the young birds that are on the baskets, meaning when people would bring their bikurim, they were placed in baskets, and they would put birds on top of them. So what were those birds? Hayu oilois, they were brought as karbonos oila, vasalim shabiyadom, nitanu lekehanim, and the baskets that they were holding were given as a present to the kehanim. And so we see from here that Bikurim, which again is Dvash, also has Karbonos with it. And so why do the Brisa say that by Dvash, there's no Hotar Mechlolei? There is Hotar Mechlolei, the Karbonos that are brought with them. The Gemara answers, no, Hanu La'atar Bikurim Huda Asu. Those birds were only there as an adornment to the Bikurim, but they're not actually part and parcel of them. They're not part of the Chiv of the Bikurim, and therefore it's not considered Hotar Mechlolei. Now we can use Gosin's Lav of placing something on the Mizbech, which is not to be put there. By Ram Racham, Rav Chesed, yes, as follows, Hamalam Vesar Chatas Ha'oifel Gam Mizbech Mahu. If the Kohen took meat from a Chatas Ha'oif, a bird Chatas, and he put that on the Mizbech, what's the din? We know that the entire Chatas Ha'oif is eaten by the Kehanim, and none of it is supposed to be placed on the Mizbech, besides for the blood. But in terms of the meat of the bird, nothing's put on the Mizbech, but let's say the Kohen did put it on. Is he Oivar Olav? And here are the two different Stadim. Kol Shem Menu L'Ishem Am Rachmano V'Hai Ein Mimenu L'Ishem. Do we go with our original drasha, the way we've been understanding the entire time, that the Pasuk says Mimenu, and we learn from here that if some of the carbon was ready put on the fire, so you have a lav of putting other parts of it on the fire, but this doesn't have Mimenu L'Ishem, as we just said, a Chata Sa'if doesn't have any part of it which is part of the Mizbech. A Dilma Kol Shem Menu Carbon. Maybe the drasha is anything which is considered a carbon. Have a Hainami Shmai Carbon. This is also called a carbon. A Chata Sa'if is called a carbon beferish in the Pasuk. So Amarle told him, Kol Shem Menu Carbon. It's anything which is called a carbon that has Isra Lava put on the Mizbeach. And V'hai Nami Shmai Carbon, this is also called a carbon. And actually says the Gemara, Ketanoi, this comes from Achalkas Tanoim. Reb Elazar and Reb Elazar says, Kol Shem Menu L'Ishim, that the Isra Lava putting something on the fire is only if some other part of it was already put on the fire, has a chid to be put on the fire, so the edible parts are not allowed to be. Reb Kiva Emer, he says, Kol Shem Shmai Carbon, that's if it's called a carbon. And my Benayo, what's the Nafkamini between Reb Elazar and Reb Kiva? Omer Reb Chizzi says, B'sar Chata So'ifik Benayo, the Nafkamini would be B'sar Chata So'if. According to Reb Kiva, one would be chayv for putting it on the Mizbeach because it's called a carbon, whereas according to Belezer, one wouldn't be, because anyway, there's no part of a Chatas Oif which is put on the Mizbeach, so if he does, he's not going to be Oivar Olav. Now, Rav Amar Rav says, Loig Shem Mishal Metzaira Eke Benayu, there's another Nafkamina between them. This is the Loig oil of Metzaira that has none of it put on the Mizbeach. The Tani Levi teaches, the Pasuk says, Kol Karbonam. What do we learn from here? L'Rabba is Loig Shem Mishal Metzaira. This includes Loig Shem Metzaira that's given to the Kehanim, and so here as well, we would have the same Achleikas, since it's called a carbon. According to Rabbi Kiva, there would be an Isra Lav putting some of that oil on the Mizbeach, whereas according to Rabbi Lezer, since none of it's part of the Mizbeach anyway, there's no Lav of putting it on the Mizbeach. We continue discussing this Lav of Sa'ar and Dvash. Tanarban, we have a Braisa. The Pasuk tells us Sa'ar Bal Taktiru. Really, it says Sa'ar Loisak Tiru. And what do we learn from here? Ein Li Ela Kulai. I only know from here that the entire thing has a Lav. Miktsase Minayin, what about part of it? Tam Leimer, the Pasuk says, Kol and Eruve Minayin. How do we know if we mix it with Matzah, meaning part of the Mincha, that's not Chametz, and it's all mushed around together, and you can't even see the Chametz? How do you know they're still in Isser? Tam Leimer. So the Pasuk says, Ki kol. And so the Gemara asks, Maika Amar, what exactly is going on in this Braisa? What does that mean? Kulai, Miktsasai, Ruvai, what's this referring to? So if Machlekes, Amar Abai Abai says, Hachikam, this is what's being said. Sa'ar Bal Taktiru, this again the Pasuk that tells us that Sa'ar is not allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach. Now, Ainli Ela Kizayas. I only know from here, a Kizayas of Sa'ar, a Kizayas of Chametz is Asr to put on the Mizbeach. Chatzi Zayas Minayin, how do I know half of the Kizayas of Sa'ar is also Asr to put on the Mizbeach? Tamaloimer, Kol, that's what their Kol teaches us. And Eruve Minayin, how do we know if we mix Sa'ar with the Mincha itself, meaning with the part of Mincha that's not Chametz, it's still Matzah, and it's indistinguishable, you can't tell that there's Chametz here, how do we know that there's still a Lav? Tamaloimer, Ki kol. So that's a bias understanding. However, Rav Amar Rava says, Hachikamer, this is what the Brass is saying. So Arbal Taktiru, that's the Pasuk, Ainli Ella Kaimetz. I only know this referring to putting the entire Kaimetz of the Mincha on the Mizbeach. If it's Chametz, that's a Lav. Chatzi Kaimetz Minayin. How do we know even if just half of the Kaimetz is Chametz and he just wants to put that half on that there's a Lav? Tam Loimer, Kol. And a Ruve Minayin, Tam Loimer, Ki kol. So the question is, Makamiflegi, what's a Machloikes? The answer is, a bias of our bias holds, Yash Kaimetz Pachas Pshnei Zesim. That a Kmitz of a Kar Mincha could be less than two Kazesim. It doesn't have to be two Zesim. And so therefore, the base Lav of Sa'ar Bal Taktiru tells us that even just a Kizayas has a Lav, because again, the Kaimetz doesn't have to be two Zesim, so the Kaimetz is technically able to be even just one Zayas, so that's the base Lav. And the Joshua of Kol Sa'ar tells us half of the Kizayas, because that's referring to half of the Kaimetz, which as we had just said, the Kaimetz itself could be a Zayas, so that means that half of the Kaimetz would be half of a Kizayas. And what does the Bai hold? Nur Chasman Bez on top, V'yashak Torah P'chusim Kizayas, that there is a Isser Lav of being Makdir less than a Kizayas. Whereas Rav Amar, he explains differently, Ein Kaimetz Pachas B'Shnei Zesim. There's no Kmitza less than two Zesim. And therefore, when we have our drasha of half, that means it's half of two Zesim, which is at least a Zayas. And Ve'in Akhtar P'chus Mekizayas, there's no Akhtar less than a Kizayas. And that's why Rav used the Lashon of Kaimetz, because the Kaimetz has to be two Zesim, and so half of a Kaimetz is one Zayas. We have a continued discussion about this. Itmar was stated, Hamala Misa'ar Medvash Al Gam Mizbeach. Let's say somebody was Mala, a mixture of Sa'ar and Dvash on the Mizbeach. How many Lavim is he getting at? get Malkus for. So Amar Rava, according to some Gersayas, actually Rava and Abai are switched around over here. So he says, Loike Mishum Sa'ar, Veloike Mishum Dvash, Loike Mishum Eruve Sa'ar, Mishum Eruve Dvash. He gets four sets of Malkus. He has the two main lavim that he was over. These are the base lavim, Sa'ar and Dvash, that don't be Makrif Sa'ar and don't be Makrif Dvash. And then he was also over on a mixture of Sa'ar and Dvash, because the Sa'ar that he has is mixed with Dvash, and the Dvash that he has is mixed with Sa'ar. So he's actually over on four lavim, and he gets four sets of Malkus. However, Rabbi says, ain't like an alav shebechlalos. We don't give Malkus on a generalized lav, and as we just learned before, this is a lav shebechlalos. We have our base lav of Sa'ar or of Dvash, and then we have our added drasha of Kikol that all fits under the lav of Loisak Tirus. That's called a lav shebechlalos. So you don't get a separate set of Malkus for each of those lavim, and therefore he's only going to get Malkus for the main lav, not for the additional one that's learned from the drasha. Now, Ikadamri, some say, Chadami Alaki. Rashi actually adds into the girsa that Tarti Loilaki, Chadami Alaki. He's not going to get two sets of Malkus. Rather, he's going to get one. Namely, he's only going to get Malkus for the main lavim of Sa'ar and Dvash. And Ikadamri, some say, Chadanami Loilaki. He's not going to get even one set of Malkus. Why? Dehalo Miyachi Lave Kalav the Chasima. Because this lav is not individual. It's not specified like the lav of Chasima. What's a lav of Chasima? This is a classic drasha that we find all over when discussing Malkus. There's one pasuk that discusses that a person is going to get Malkus for being Iver. And then right afterwards, it tells us, Loisachsim Sharbadishai. Don't muzzle an ox when it's threshing. That's called the lav of Chasima. So it's a very specific, clear lav, as opposed to over here. When discussing Sa'ar and Dvash, it doesn't fit that same model of lav of Chasima. So actually, he would get no Malkus. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.